You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 269 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 25th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So today we're going to continue with our sales discussion by looking to our textbook, Selling to the C-Suite. And we've been talking about the progression that folks, salespeople make from a commodity supplier to a trusted advisor. So last time we talked about a commodity supplier. Today we're going to talk about the second sort of graduation from the commodity supplier, which is becoming an emerging resource. So this is someone who has been tested as a commodity supplier for some time and is sort of ready for to play a bigger role within a company. So I think the first thing to remember is that the commodity supplier plays a big role, right? Plays a role in getting sales for his company, plays a role for his customer by supplying a great product. And it's great to remember that you have to supply a good product. You have to also supply great service to that client. Otherwise, you're never going to make the step up. So that's what the emerging resource has done. The emerging resource has sort of earned his or her stripes and has won the right to do more work as a result of their track record. So they're going to become more involved in a company's decision-making process, right? We talked about how executives become involved early on and then at the very end, but not so much during the middle, which is when, you know, RFPs and decisions get made in terms of vendors. And we want to get more involved early on so we have the right or the, I guess, expectation that the executive is going to take us along for the ride and will be one of those people that are going to be selected or have more of a potential to be selected in that RFP process. So what happens is the emerging resource does a great job over a long period of time and is able to sort of sell their value beyond just a pure product that they bring to the table. And the way they do it is by knowing their product very well, but they also know the competition and they know the inefficiencies that can result when a company just continues to select various suppliers throughout the years. And so when a single supplier or a couple of different suppliers can get contracts on a regular basis, it's far more valuable to their customers, right? If they're able to just deal with a smaller number of vendors as opposed to dealing with a larger number of vendors. And that's true for a number of reasons. We talked about the fact that, you know, you're going to have a better relationship with your customer. If you're a lawyer and you have a long-term relationship with a client, you're going to be able to develop relationships with the general counsel. You're going to be able to have a better relationship with various folks within the, for example, a physical manufacturing plant, right? Or a corporate headquarters, because you've just dealt with them over time. You've received documents from them. Maybe you presented them for a deposition. And so they're more comfortable with you. And so it's far better for a company to reduce the number of law firms that they use as opposed to, you know, for every problem that they have, just throw open the process to whoever might come in. And so that's what happens, is that this emerging resource is able to show, hey, look, I've done a great job for, you know, a number of years here. Doesn't it make sense to give us more of the work as opposed to, you know, just continuing to dole it out to whomever? I think it's a solution that a company, I think, is, you know, they understand that there's some inefficiencies there. And so they would want to do that. So that's what an emerging supplier does. They convince customers of the value that, you know, fewer suppliers will bring. They'll bring more value that way, right? And they'll have the customers won't have to, go out every time and say, okay, well, we have this new legal problem, and should we bring, every firm in the city can bid. There's a lot of lack of efficiency there. So that's an emerging resource. That's a one way that that lawyers can graduate from just having, their commodity, having their service. Maybe you draft contracts or you review contracts. And so, a company maybe needs a contract reviewed. And so, they threw open the RFP process and a commodity supplier came in. And then they did such a great job that now they're emerging resource. So next is going to be the problem solver, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about in the next episode of the podcast. So for your daily action item today, I want you to think about, have you made that step to be an emerging resource? So are you, panel counsel, for example, for an insurance company or for a corporation that needs a lot of legal help? Have you ever been able to, get repeat business or business on a regular basis from a client? That's usually a tip that you've graduated into becoming an emerging resource. So I want you to think about sort of your better clients and, where you sit with those relationships. And then tomorrow we'll continue on to talk about, being a problem solver. So I would love for you to join the discussion. You could do that in a number of ways, of course. You can do that by leaving me a voicemail at anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. And I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile, so let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is, of course, on all of the podcast distribution platforms, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing on with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication, and the next session will be Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.